This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Wednesday's storms caused widespread hail damage along the Front Range, particularly in Metro Denver. Numerous tornado warnings from the foothills to the Nebraska border forced residents and commuters to seek shelter. A tornado did touch down near Akron, about 2 hours east of Denver, Wednesday evening. And much of Colorado is seeing heavy rain and strong winds this morning. Jennifer Stark, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says that could cause flooding in areas close to rivers, creeks, and wildfire burn scars.
We are expecting pretty widespread rainfall to continue Wednesday night through like Friday morning. So those areas are in a flood watch.
Fort Collins, Greeley, and western Boulder County are under a flood watch until Friday morning. Colorado's seen record snowpack in some areas this winter. That's great news to help prevent wildfires heading into spring and summer. But it's no guarantee. CPR climate editor Joe Wirtz reviewed the wildfire forecast data.
The overall picture looks good across the state in Colorado, but there are definitely some troubling spots. In particular, both the state and the national wildfire experts have raised alarms about conditions in the eastern part of the state, right? It's still really, really dry there. The drought is just lingering and persisting.
On average, Colorado's wildfire season is 3 months longer now than in the 1970s due to climate change. Brazilian authorities say they're investigating a Colorado Rapids soccer player in an illegal betting scandal. The authorities say they are examining whether the player, Max Alves, received a payment in exchange for getting a yellow card disciplinary action during a match last season. The Rapids say Alves has been removed from all team activities until the league completes its own investigation. Looks like RTD's buses and trains will be free this July and August. An RTD board committee signed off on the plan at a meeting this week. It's part of an effort to reduce driving to help drive down air pollution. The plan still needs the approval of RTD's full board and a state agency. This is CPR News. It's 8:06. Stay with us.